So here's the question. President Trump has been banned from the Twitter for life. He's also been banned from Instagram, Facebook, Shopify, and several other platforms. And I hear people on the right complaining and saying how terrible this is. This is such a terrible violation of free speech.
If you can see this on screen right now, the president's Twitter account has been suspended. And all you can see, if you go to @RealDonaldTrump at the moment, it says account suspended. Everything has been sort of wiped off of the social media platform. Twitter has also released a statement just in the last several minutes about this, and I could just read this to you. It says, after close review of recent tweets from the @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence.
So what do you think? What is your answer? Is this a violation of free speech? I'll tell you straight up. Absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form is this a violation of free speech. And it really frustrates me when conservatives, who are supposed to be pro-constitution and pro-business, get confused about what freedom of speech is and what it represents. These are, and many of you are commenting, and you are exactly right. These are private companies. You have no right to force your voice onto the platform of a private company. Just like you have no right to force your voice onto a newspaper or a television station. You have never had this right. And if I have my way, you never will have this right. Because businesses have rights too. And free speech was never meant to imply that you have freedom from consequences of your speech. Freedom of speech is simply a prohibition of the federal government from keeping you from saying something or for punishing you for something that you say. You don't have freedom of speech at work. Like if you're a cashier at a grocery store and you want to lecture anybody who's buying meat because you're a vegan, you will lose your job. You don't have free speech to do that. And you don't have the right to access other platforms to spew whatever you want to spew. That's the truth. This is not a violation of free speech. This is not censorship. Censorship is the government coming in and muting your voice. That's not what this is. These are private companies. Their duty is to their users and to their shareholders. And if they feel that the actions of one of their users is potentially bringing legal liability or chasing away users or giving them a bad image, you are out. That's what conservatives believe, at least until President Trump. But he wants you to believe that somehow this is wrong. Somehow this is censorship. No, the answer to this, the answer to being censored on Twitter, if you want to call it that, is free markets. Isn't that what we believe, conservatives, Republicans? Don't we believe in free markets? Don't we believe in capitalism? What is the answer to a platform that is banning President Trump? The answer is to move to another platform like Parler. Or I think President Trump would be an absolute idiot if he wasn't already working on his own social media platform. He has millions or billions of dollars. Are you telling me if he doesn't roll out the orange tweeter? Sorry. That he wouldn't suddenly have millions of users on his social media platform? That is the answer. That is the solution. And the other solution is, if you don't like what Twitter did, Cancel your account. Send a message. If you don't like what Facebook did, cancel your account. Move somewhere else. Start your own platform. That's what conservatives believe. But once again, we've been deceived. Oh my goodness, this is terrible. Can you believe they cut off his voice? Do you really think you can cut off the voice of the president of the United States? Call a press conference, friend. Do you not think that if President Trump came out right now, if he got in that briefing room and said, I'm going to address the nation, do you not think every news organization would cover it? Of course they would. They want a chance to ask him some questions. Of course they would. This misunderstanding of free speech is deep, and it really frustrates me if you can't tell. Because it is a misunderstanding of the entire Constitution and what it stands for and what conservatives stand for. We don't believe in Big Brother coming in and forcing speech. It's not a conservative belief system. We believe let free markets decide. Isn't that what we believe? Am I wrong? Let me know. Am I wrong? The comments have been going crazy. So let me back up here on the comments and see if I can get your comments. Jacob says, I want to talk about Parler being banned by Apple and Google. I don't know if they've done it yet. Have they done it yet, Jacob? I know they were talking about it. It's their right. It's their right. Now, there's a separate issue of monopolies. Do you believe that Apple has a monopoly on its app store? I do. Do you believe that Facebook has a monopoly on social media? Potentially. So if Congress wants to look at a monopoly situation and break that up so that there's more competition, completely different issue. Completely different discussion. This is Brandon agreeing with me. It's a corporation. It can ban whomever they please. Corporate power is what the right likes. Yes, it is. This is Randy. Facebook, Twitter, etc. are private companies. They can do whatever they want within the law. Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. This is not censorship. This is not limiting your free speech. It's not even close to what this is. This is Too Far Gone on Periscope. So are TV networks. Brandon, hypocrisy is oozing out these pro-corporate right-wingers. Plus, it is the liability of both parties. Agreed. This is Glenn. As a person on the left, I find it hilarious to hear constitutionalists screaming censorship. This is one of those examples where, you know, we sit here and we claim the Constitution. We love the Constitution. But when we're not getting our way, suddenly the Constitution is not so good anymore. We love free markets. We love capitalism. We love all those things. But now suddenly, when we're not getting our way, we throw those things out. And this is what I'm talking about. The difference between principled opposition and partisan opposition. Partisan opposition becomes obvious in a circumstance like this. If you were principled-based, you'd never let the words flow out of your mouth. Kenny is asking if I have any plans to run for office again in the future. I answered that in the beginning of this broadcast. Once we're done, it'll upload to Facebook, and you can go back and watch. A lot of people have been with me the whole time, and so I don't want to circle back. Let's see. Heather says, how is Trumpet not being muted? Oh, he's being muted. This is a huge hit for him. There's no doubt about that. What do you have, 88 million Twitter followers? He's being muted. But he has relied on that platform. And that platform has a user agreement. He's been in violation of that user agreement for about 4 years. But they decided, well, we're going to allow it because he's an elected official. So they've been giving him a pass now for 4 years on their user agreement that he agreed to when he signed up to use it. That pass has been revoked. Let's see. This is Jihab. It is censorship, but they are allowed to censor their space. Move to another platform if you don't like it. Okay. You can say generally it's censorship, but when people use the term censorship, it's typically in reference to the government censoring. It's typically how it's used, but I agree. They are. You can say Twitter is censoring their content, and that would probably be a true statement. Andrew Hackman says, I would say that it is censorship. It is limiting speech, but as a company, they have the right to do so. Yeah, I disagree. I think that it's a business deciding what type of content will go out. Do you call that censorship? I mean, we could get in a semantics discussion. I'll accept your definition. Let's see. Chris Larson says, guaranteed Twitter will lose users over this. There are natural consequences businesses face. Agreed. They don't need government dictating their terms. I agree with you. Twitter has obviously done the math and they've decided they can take the hit. And other platforms will say, hey, President Trump, come on over to us. We won't censor you. And that's the way it's supposed to work. Let's see. Orion says, move to your own country if you don't like the process. I believe this is something conservatives have always told me. Let's see. The press doesn't treat Trump fairly, though. You have to admit that. Oh, this is a deep discussion, Jihab. I have been a conservative my whole life, and I've always believed that there is a liberal slant in the media. But President Trump is so unique that you cannot assign the treatment of President Trump to a liberal media. You just can't. Because he is so outrageous, so inflammatory. He clearly wants to dominate the news cycle. And so he goes out of his way to force the coverage. I mean, I would, if you wanted to go back and look at the last 4 years and say what stories shouldn't have been covered on Trump, or say how many of those stories did he demand coverage with his outrageous actions and behaviors and tweets? It's a little bit rich for me to hear conservatives complaining about a liberal media when this guy is in office. If it was a regular old conservative, then that would be a different story. You know, I mean, Ronald Reagan faced a pretty liberal media, but he carried himself very differently. And the philosophy of presidents in the past has been, let's not give them ammunition. We know they're slanted, so let's not give them more. Where President Trump is like, I'm not just going to give you ammunition. I'm going to keep feeding you every single day, and then I'm going to complain about your coverage of me and my extreme actions. And then I'm going to tell all of my followers that the media is the enemy of the people because everything they report about me is negative. See what's really going on? He fuels the fire. Then he complains about the fire. Then he tells his supporters that the fire is a sign of a media that is the enemy of the people. And the other thing I would add about that is clearly we have members of the media who are pro-Trump. Now, they're outnumbered, but Fox News has carried the water for Trump for 4 years. So has the New York Post. They're outnumbered, but if you don't like biased media, you shouldn't like Fox doing it if you don't like CNN doing it. But again, we throw our principles out because we're so upset that the other side is doing it. So instead of standing on our principles and being better, we just adopt the policies of the people that we disagree with. It's remarkable to watch it happen. Let's see here. What else do we have? Yuri, do you think you can shut down 74 million citizens? Yuri, you're falling into the trap too. Do not believe that 74 million citizens are as fired up about Trump as you may be. A vote for somebody does not mean you'll go to war for somebody. It does not even mean that you will vote for them again. It could just mean that you're a Republican and you don't want a Democrat to be in office. So you voted for the Republican. It does not equal diehard support like we saw at the Capitol. Does he have a huge amount of diehard support? Probably the highest number of diehard support, fanatical support that we have ever seen in a president? Yeah, I think so. I think that that would be fair to say. But creating fanaticism does not mean that everybody who voted for you plays into that fanaticism. And as I pointed out, usually if you're somebody that creates fanaticism, you're also somebody that creates incredible opposition. Because your tactics to create fanatics, your tactics are divisive. So while you're ginning up this support over here on the right, you're creating equal, if not more, anger and angst against you on the left. And that's why he lost the election. Because he created more on the left than he did on the right. So we need to choose leaders that can actually get support from the right and can actually get support from the middle and not fire them up so much in the middle and the left that we get voted out of office. And again, I would point to Ronald Reagan if you want an example of how that's done. All right. Any other comments? Ryan, do social media companies have a monopoly on some forms of speech? If so, this is crossing the line. It's not a speech line, it's a monopoly line. And I think that there is a discussion to be had about whether or not monopolies in social media should be dealt with. It should at least be looked into. But that has nothing to do with how they decide to regulate their speech. It has to do with whether or not other companies can come along, start up their own companies, and be competitive. Because when free markets can't operate, then consumers are the ones who pay the price. What is absolutely hilarious to me, though, is that it is a little bit unique in this situation. Because we're not really consumers when it comes to social media. What do I mean by that? How much do you pay for Facebook every month? How much do you pay for Twitter every month? Oh, you TikTokers, how much do you pay for TikTok every month? We're whining and complaining about a service that we get for free. That is pretty hilarious too. This is Patrick, do you think Trump is talking to the paintings yet in the White House? It is getting lonely. Yuri, again, what's going on from the beginning? They tried removing Trump. Yeah, but Trump sure did a lot to give them ammunition to do that. For example, a certain meeting with certain people where they lied about what that meeting was and they lied about who was attending that meeting. And then when the truth came out about that meeting, it looked highly suspicious. They did a lot of things to invite that scrutiny. They gave a lot of ammunition to the left on a daily basis. And other administrations have been smart enough to know that you don't want to do that. But Trump is such a bull in a china shop, he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. And so once again, his actions are creating that desire and those items that they're using to try to want to remove him. He complains about them and then goes to his base and plays the victim. By the way, the biggest victim in this country is Donald J. Trump. Creates all of these things and then claims he's a victim. And then his supporters are like, oh yeah, it's so true. Not understanding that so much of it he's causing. So you need to watch out for it. This is Kenny. Kenny makes a good point. When it's free, you're the product. It's true. It's very true. Orion said the same thing. We aren't consumers. We are products. Very, very good point. Let's see. Jacob says, you can definitely access Parler online, just like Twitter online. It's just an issue when monopolies, again, control the means for a business to grow and develop itself. Yeah, I think that's very well said. So, it is not a violation of free speech. Conservatives, we believe in free markets. We believe in the rights of businesses. And so the answer here, maybe get rid of monopolies. I'll accept that. But I think the answer really is for Donald J. Trump, who's supposed to be this great businessman, is to see that he has this huge business opportunity in front of him. And that is to start the Orange Tweeter. And millions of people will come on board. Right? That's how conservatives do it. I wish I had that kind of support and clout right now. Don't you? That's how we do it, conservatives.